Sound and country vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
Welcome to the 24th edition of Sound and Country Vision. Lady Antebellum in the background, you look good. We're going to be talking about Country to Country Festival very soon. The next day, actually, when this show airs, it'll be happening. So that's exciting. We've got tons of music from artists playing. This is specifically at the London O2 we're going to be talking about, but obviously it takes place in Glasgow and Dublin as well across the weekend. We've got the lovely Leanie Jane in the studio again with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Still lovely to be here.
She was with us on our first show in February, so she's back again with us. So that was Lady Antebellum. They're playing on Saturday the 9th of March, so they'll be there. So we love them, don't we? They're one of our favourites.
Oh, yes.
We've also got coming up some exclusive guests, the Wandering Hearts. Can't wait to talk to them. And they'll be also performing at the festival on the Sunday. Chris Stapleton is headlining that day. So they've got a lot of good news to talk about. So can't wait to have them on the show. But first up, I guess let's start with the music. So we've got the Adelaides. They're performing in the town square. Near the O2. This particular song we're going to listen to is a demo. It's called Leave, and they're including the song in their country to country performance in their set. So this is kind of like a little exclusive for what's to come. They're also going to be performing on the big entrance stage as well across the weekend. And if you haven't heard of them, they're a UK country pop trio, three lovely ladies from the Midlands. They're signed to Dear Rock if I've pronounced that right, Duroc Media, which apparently is the home of Status Quo. So that's quite cool news, isn't it? But anyway, so here is the Adelaides and Leave. The Adelaides and Leave. So that's a snippet of what you're going to hear at Country to Country. Next up, we've got Jimmy Allen. He is going to be performing on the Spotlight stage at Country to Country in London on Sunday, the 10th of March. He's a Southern Delaware guy. Have I said that right? Delaware. And this next song is called Best Shot, and it's taken from his latest album, Mercury Lane.
Just flesh and bone, heart and soul, and I've earned a couple scars. I've lived once in a lifetime, kind of things slide right out of my arms. I struck out, I've been knocked down more times than I can count. But that don't matter now, 'cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out of California. And there's no doubt, because saying that I'm perfect, oh, 'cause girl, you know I'm not, but I love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shots. You saw a spark inside of me that no one else could find. Your good morning eyes, they get me high. Girl, you're always on my mind. Coast out of California, and there's no doubt, because of you I'm not the man I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, 'cause girl, you know I'm not, but
shine. When I saw you for the first time, I knew I found amazing grace. It's like angels singing every time I hear your name. When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm not the man I was before you. When you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast out in California. And there's no doubt, because of you, I'm better than I was before you. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, oh, God knows I'm not. But I love you with everything I got. Girl, I'll give you my best shot. I'm gonna give you, I'll give you my best shot.
We love that one there from Jimmy Allen and Best Shot. I think that's a gorgeous tune, don't you? It's brilliant, isn't it? So next up, we're going to play a Sam Palladio number, and this is with Una Healy from The Saturdays. She decided to do a country album, yes?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So we'll see what you think of this, Leanie. Now, you'll probably best know Sam. If you're a country fan, you'll know anyway, but he starred as Gunner in the Nashville series, the drama series. You know, I watched that religiously,
oh,
didn't
I? Yes.
And he's also appeared quite frequently in Channel 4's drama series Humans as well. So he's English. He's an English country artist, and I think he's absolutely brilliant. So he's performing at C2C as well this year. He'll be performing on the BBC Radio 2 stage across the weekend, the Town Square, and All Bar One as well. So you can catch him quite a lot across the weekend. But here he is anyway with Una Healy and Stay My Love.
Won't you stay? Come and go, won't you stay, my love? Want you to know you give me just enough. Won't you stay, my love?
Oh, would you be my love? 'Cause I will give you all of me, my love. To the moon and back is not enough. Would you be my love?
You hold my heart right in your hands, and you take control of all that I am. Do you feel the same? Do you feel the same? Please just stay, my love. Don't you ever walk away, my love. Even just for one more day, my love. Won't you stay?
Oh, a really sweet one there. That's Sam Palladio and Una Healy, Stay My Love. What did you think of that one, Leanie?
That was absolutely beautiful, actually. Nice to hear a bit of Una again. Very nice.
In a different light.
Yeah.
We're going to play a Wandering Hearts track now, because they'll be on very shortly with us. Now, this is called Wild Silence, and it's their title track of the album. And yeah, they're up next.
It's in my head, it's in my blood. I've never felt anything this much. Something in the way you make me flow. Feels like I'm not made to let this go.
That was Wild Silence by the Wandering Hearts, and it seems that they really are being silent. Yeah, I know. Having a long Sunday lunch, probably. So we're gonna give them a bit more time. We're going to call them up again and see where they are.
And of course, there's the washing up and everything to do, you know.
There is a lot to do on a Sunday. There is. But anyway, we will carry on with our C2C playlist, and we'll go with Dustin Lynch, Good Girl. He's performing actually on the O2 stage on Saturday the 9th of March. So yeah, he's up there with Lady Antebellum and Hunter Hayes and Carly Pearce on that day. So here's Dustin Lynch and Good Girl.
I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living,
Every minute since you came around, I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. Yeah. You know, sometimes I dream about 55 years from now, gonna still be you and me watching that sun going down. I still be stealing your kisses. I still be holding your hand. I still look at you and I pinch myself. Good Lord, I'm a lucky man. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good.
Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio with Tessa Snart and friends, opening up a whole continent of music and magic.
I wish I could bite my tongue, fall asleep, no damage done. Keep the peace in the dark. I wish I could, but I know I can't. Next to you, the light stays on. Next to you, but miles apart. Oh, to break the spell of a lonely heart. I wish I could, but I know I can't. Oh, I wish that we were still alive. I need to get back to the start. Well, I wish I could, but I know I can't.
So shut me out.
I wish wish I could, but I know I can't.
Well, I wish that we were still lovers. I wish that we were still friends. I know I messed up at the finish. I need to get back to the start. Oh, I wish I could.
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 I could, but I know I can't.
Well, the Wandering Hearts there again. I think they've actually gone wandering.
They've wandered off.
Gone a wandering.
So we'll talk a little bit about the band in a bit anyway.
They're having their Sunday lunch on a Thursday night.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I've got to say, we were talking about Sunday lunch, and obviously when this show is actually live... you know, you're going to be listening on a Thursday, so course, it's not going to be a Sunday, but you might be enjoying a Sunday lunch. I mean, we tend to have them every day of the week,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we do them through the week, don't we? It doesn't have to be a Sunday to have a Sunday lunch.
Anyway, this show is obviously it's a country-to-country special. Obviously, the festival, it's a huge festival. It's one of the largest in the UK. I'm getting a phone call. Look, I can see my phone lighting up now. I think that could be the Wandering Hearts, you know.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that some neon lights would be a real good start. Well, I called a couple friends, but they all say they're staying in, so I guess I'm going out on my own. I might be heartbroken, but that don't mean I gotta stay home. I can buy my own drinks, and I can pay my own tab, and at the end of the night when they cut on all the lights, I can call my own cab. I can drop my own change in the jukebox, I can dance all by myself, so I can stop thinking about drinking about him, I don't need nobody else. Yeah, I can buy my own drinks tonight, tonight, tonight. Yeah, I can buy my own drinks tonight, tonight, tonight. I found myself a dive, the type that he would never walk in. And then a guy at the bar sees an empty drink in my head.
Runaway June and Buy My Own Drinks. They're playing at C2C this year across the weekend, and you can see them on the Spotlight stage at Indigo. So, yeah, They're going to be really great, I think. Now, we've actually managed to track down the Wandering Hearts. They went wandering off. See what I did there? It was quite bad, wasn't it? But they are here. Now, the Wandering Hearts were discovered in the UK within half an hour of uploading their first demo online and shortly after were signed to Decca Records. They've built a loyal fan base with their signature sound that transcends genres, and this is what makes them so special. They've kind of got influence from Elvis Presley, the Beatles and Fleetwood Mac, which, Leanie, I know you love Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yes.
And I think we have on the line Chess from the band. She's
Hello.
With us. Hello. Are you all there, or is it? Are you just here? Is it just you?
It's just me. You've just got me.
Fantastic. I'm glad we were able to track you down and everything. it always happens, doesn't it? You put your phone down and it goes off.
Sat next to it all day.
Or you lose it when you know you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Now then, you're performing at Country to Country this year, aren't you? Is this your first year there?
No, it's not. It's actually going to be our third year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Performing, and the years before, I know AJ had attended it. So it's going to be our third year. We're so excited. It's always such an amazing weekend.
It is really great, isn't it? I mean, I think it's the UK's biggest country festival anyway, and it's
huge. Yeah, it's massive, and people travel from all over to come, you know, to come and watch and perform and take part. And it's just, it's so great to have so much going on all under one roof.
Definitely.
It's a very tiring weekend.
I can imagine.
It's always a lot of fun.
A lot going on as well. Now you're performing on the Sunday, aren't you? Sunday the 10th of March. And Chris Stapleton is headlining. What are you most looking forward to? I mean, there's a lot of good artists, isn't there, including yourselves.
There's so many people. There's so many great people. It's like, what the one wonderful thing about, you know, festivals like this is that being artists, you don't always get the opportunity to go to gigs if you're playing lots of gigs yourself. So what's so great is that we get to hang out and just go and watch as many people as we can. And, you know, people that are coming over from America, like you say, like Chris Stapleton. Mm. Chris Stapleton's a huge influence, but was a huge influence on us when we first started as a band.
Yes.
Like, we were all listening to Traveller. It just come out, but it wasn't that well known here. And the fact we all bonded over it really early on, like when we kind of first met. We got to meet him as well when we went to Nashville and performed on the same bill as him at the Ryman, which was incredible.
Wow. Yeah, weren't you on tour with Marty Stewart? I think I read and you was on the late night show with him, and wasn't Chris Stapleton there as well?
Yeah,
and John Prine and.
Yeah, it was such an incredible lineup. We flew in the day before, and so we got the next day. We're obviously still like a bit jet lagged, and like heads are in the clouds a bit because we're in Nashville for the first time, and we're performing on this bill with all these crazy, crazy good people. And it was an amazing experience. None of us will ever forget. It was just absolutely amazing. And Marty Stewart, who's just been such an incredible support of ours, and, you know, taking us around the States and, you know, performing alongside him. It was just amazing. We had the best time. We can't wait to get back out and see him.
And you got to play the Bluebird, didn't you, as well? And
you've
performed at numerous festivals, I think, haven't you, around the country here and in America. So you're getting around. I mean, Hyde Park, and Eric Clapton was headlining there, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was amazing. And the year before, it was Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks, and we did that. We opened the Barclaycard stage that last year as well. So, what was the year before last?
Now, obviously, we know you've been touring a lot. You're performing at Country to Country, but tell us a bit about the Wandering Hearts. I mean, you've all got musical backgrounds, haven't you? In theatre, a lot of you. So is that how it really all started for you?
It was all very different. Yeah, like you say, we all came from kind of very different backgrounds, but kind of, I guess, a similar kind of influence when it came to music. I mean, AJ was massively influenced by, like, Elvis Presley and kind of, he was doing a lot more kind of like 50s kind of, you know, rock and roll stuff, and Yeah, and I think, you know, we all kind of bonded over a real mutual love for, I guess, like, initially it was real traditional country music, and then we kind of started getting to know each other a bit better, and then we realised that there was all these overlaps of Fleetwood Mac and, you know, Chris Stapleton and, like, all these other influences that we had. And then I kind of have quite a heavy kind of folk influence, I think, from my family, and I was listening to, you know, Simon Garfunkel and more that kind of stuff, and like kind of old kind of traditional folk music. And so combined, we kind of create this sound that it's really hard to describe, because it's not something that we tried to create. It's just the sounds that we create when we all sing and play together.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, you know, people try and kind of define it as one genre or another, and actually it's quite hard to do because there's so many influences across all genres, across lots of genres, that we kind of feel like we kind of span. So like I say, is just kind of the sounds that we make when we sing, and we, you know, the way that we write together and the way that we sing in harmony together,
which is fantastic. We're going to play a track again. We've already played two of your tracks, but we're going to repeat one, the title track of your debut album, Wild Silence. But before we do you want to just give us a little bit of background on the album, because I know you released it as your debut album, didn't you? I think, was it back in 2017?
February.
And you've brought it out again, and I think it features three new songs and some live recordings from Memphis, from your show in Memphis, I believe. But yeah, just give us a background on why you've released it as a deluxe, and a bit about Wild Silence, the track itself.
Okay, so we released the album in February 2018, so it's just been a year that it's been out.
Right.
We just, like you say, released this deluxe version, and we kind of felt that there was, like, we had a bit more to give to this album, and we'd written so many songs for it initially. And there was lots of songs that didn't make it on, and we had some others that we really wanted to put out. And when we went to Memphis, we got some, like, live recordings from the shows that we did, and we really wanted to do something with them. So we kind of just put all this stuff together, and it kind of feels like, for us, it really kind of rounds off the story and the our experience and our journey that we've had so over the last year touring this album. And Wild Silence itself is a song about a kind of unspoken connection, that kind of magnetism that you feel sometimes towards, you know, whether it's a path in life, or, you know, you feel like you're being led in a certain direction, or somewhere you meet someone and you're kind of drawn to them, and there's no, you know, you don't know why, but you know you've got to go with it. And it's this kind of Wild Silence. As a band, we kind of speak of it as well. And, you know, it's that kind of fate, you know, that we feel, that we believe in.
Okay, then. Well, here it is. Once again, Wild Silence by The Wandering Hearts.
It's in my head, it's in my blood. I've never felt anything this much. Something in the way you make me flow. Feels like I'm not made to let this go. Thank you.
are Wild Silence, the Wandering Hearts, and we have Chess here, one of the band members from the band. Hello.
Hello.
That is it's an absolutely foot stomping song. I love it. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'd like to see the crowd actually at C2C when you come.
Yeah,
it must be brilliant.
I actually my favourite track, because I've obviously listened to the album, I think it's absolutely brilliant, but I really love Devil. I think that's an amazing tune.
Yeah, it's a really popular one. We tend to play it last in the set because it seems to be the one that everyone just sings along and gets involved, and it's such a great track to play. We love it.
It is. I've had it on repeat, literally. I mean, I've been sat in my room, and absolutely fantastic. Now, you're a very, very busy band. Do you want to give a shout out actually to the other members, just while we're talking about them?
AJ and Tara, wherever you are in the country,
bless
and
them.
Our lovely bass player Lee.
Oh, there we go. That's good. They're here with us in spirit.
Yeah.
Now, you're very busy, as I say. I mean, you're touring with Ward Thomas, aren't you?
We're starting rehearsals this week, and we actually head out on Saturday, this Saturday coming. We're doing an indie record store tour, kind of alongside the Ward Thomas tour. So we're going into supporting local record stores and playing little shows.
Oh, fantastic.
In the record stores. So, so we're down in Whitstable and Canterbury on Saturday before we play Bexhill with Ward Thomas on Sunday.
I presume you've met the girls already then?
Yeah.
I did get... we're based in Lincoln and they did come to perform here. And I did get to go and see them. So, yeah, that was very good. It will be...
Oh, they're lovely. They're lovely girls.
It would be a fantastic show for you all. Just to mention that when this show airs live, you will have already done about a month and a half of the tour and you'll be getting on into April. So... that's really incredible. Do you want to just plug all your socials? Where can people go to buy tickets to see you, to download your music and all of that?
So we're on Instagram, The Wandering Hearts. We're on Twitter and we are The Wonder Hearts on Twitter, because
The Wonder Hearts.
We couldn't fit it all in, I think. So we're The Wonder Hearts.
Did I read somewhere that originally you was actually called The Paper Hearts?
We were, very early days. Yeah, before anyone knew or heard anything, yeah.
Now The Wandering Hearts, don't confuse the two.
The Wandering Hearts. And then Facebook, The Wandering Hearts Music, and then just thewanderinghearts.com is our website, and all the links. You know, you can download all of our music on all music platforms, and we've got lots of stuff on YouTube, lots of videos and music videos on YouTube, and and tickets and everything. If it's not on our page for Ward Thomas, then it'll be on theirs if you can't find it.
Okay, so whoever is going to catch you and see you at C2C, they're definitely in for a treat. So The Wandering Hearts will be performing on Sunday the 10th of March, London's O2. I presume it's around the O2, isn't it? The venues, there's a lot of different stages.
So there's lots of venues, lots of stages that they set up all around. We're actually performing in the main arena this year.
Wow, okay.
So in front of nearly 20,000 people.
Oh, okay, fantastic. Not scary much.
Not too scary. Oh, I know. We can't wait. We're very excited.
You are. And you'll be absolutely fantastic. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. And hopefully we can have you back again soon. Maybe get the other band members on as well and talk to you.
Yeah, more. And if we're nearby, we'll come in.
Yes, please do. That would be excellent. Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks very much.
We've been to both Carolinas, seen a big Montana sky, driven up and down the coast a few times, London, Paris, paradise. But ain't got much memory of the scenes, come to think I missed them all. And damn, babe, it's all your fault. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you. Don't matter. Better view than you and my own.
Chase Rice there, Eyes on You, and he'll be performing actually on the O2 stage on Friday the 8th of March, so tomorrow, with Keith Urban headlining. And that song was taken from his latest album, Lambs and Lions. And that's taken us to the end of the show, really. Again, as always, it's gone super duper fast. Thank you, Leany, again for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you to Chess as well from the Wandering Hearts. It was lovely to talk to her, and we wish them all the best on tour and for C2C. Thank you, Alex, our producer, who always works the magic behind the scenes there. I'd also like to dedicate this show to my lovely mum and dad. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this month. This one's for you.
Thank you.
And to end the show, we're going to go out with a Chris Stapleton number, because again, he's a headliner on the Sunday, and this is with Justin Timberlake, Say Something.
Harmony for you. tonight. Oh, I hear them call my name. Everybody says, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something. I don't wanna get caught up in the rhythm of it, but I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no. Caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no, no. Caught up in the rhythm of it. Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Something I can't have. Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Something I can't have. Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Something I can't have. Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have. Something I can't have. Sometimes it's best way to say something is to say nothing at all. Sometimes it's best way to say something is to say nothing at all. Sometimes it's best way to say something is to say nothing, but I can't help myself. Sometimes the greatest way to say something is to say nothing.